18 months ago, many American newspapers were enjoying a huge surge in advertising revenues because of the dot-com boom. That's not the case today. In the space of a year, newspaper companies have seen their ad revenues plummet. Some of the biggest companies, including Dow Jones and the New York Times, have announced they'll cut jobs to save money. Despite the bad news, no one is ready to write off the business, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The newspaper industry is highly cyclical. Its revenues tend to fall and rise with changes in the economy. Newspaper veterans such as Gannett chairman Douglas McCorkindale have seen their share of downturns. Now, within the space of a few months, the industry has entered another. Since the beginning of the year, advertising revenue has fallen 5% at Gannett's 98 newspapers and 22% at its flagship paper, USA Today, McCorkindale says.
We haven't seen the same type of slowdown that took place in the last recession, but we've seen a very precipitous drop in advertising revenue led by employment classified. And for those of us who have been in the business a long, long time, that's generally a very negative sign for the overall economy.
Other big newspaper companies have seen similar drops and are cutting back in response. The New York Times company said this week that it would cut 8 to 9% of its workforce of 14,000 following a drop in ad revenue of 10.6% this year. Dow Jones, which publishes The Wall Street Journal, saw a revenue drop of 34%. But Glenn Eckert, newspaper analyst at Moody's Investor Service, says numbers like these should be put in perspective. He says the decline at The Times and The Journal seems particularly sharp, mainly because both newspapers had spectacularly good revenue last year.
Both were very much the benefactors of a lot of financial advertising, a lot of business-to-business advertising, a lot of technology advertising, all of which has pulled back more than the advertiser base of, let's say, a small local newspaper.
Eckert says that when you look at the revenue drop over the past 3 or 4 years, it's been much less severe. Moreover, even during the first quarter of the year, profit margins for the industry were still a very healthy 18%. Linda Foley, president of the Newspaper Guild, a union, points to Knight Ridder, which has said it will cut jobs at most of its 32 newspapers.
The profit margins in this industry are, you know, far ahead of the rest of the American economy. When you talk about, you know, Knight Ridder cutting jobs, for example, and cutting costs, they're doing that so that they can maintain profit margins in excess of 25% in a down market. You know, that's a no wonder they have to cut costs to meet those goals.
An article in the Wall Street Journal this week noted that Knight Ridder has even been able to raise the rates it charges advertisers recently, despite the fact that newspaper circulation everywhere is falling, and major advertisers often have no choice but to go along. Glenn Eckert of Moody's says most big city newspapers have something of a captive advertiser base.
If you advertise in the leading newspaper in a particular city, you know that you'll reach, let's say, 45% of all adults on the day you advertise. The reality is there's not many other media platforms that have that level of reach.
That's not to say newspapers have nothing to worry about, Eckert says. For one thing, he says the business has been consolidating in recent years, and many newspaper companies have spent money acquiring other media properties, so their debt levels are higher than normal. Then, too, the future is murky. At a major industry conference in New York this week, the chairman of AOL Time Warner, Gerald Levin, said he thought ad revenues had stabilized. But in the newspaper industry, many executives aren't so sure. Again, Gannett's Doug McCorkindale.
We think it's near the bottom, but we can't be sure because on a month-to-month basis, all of our managers, and we get this information from the bottom up rather than telling them what's going on, all of our managers are still very, very cautious. None of them are making any positive predictions for the upcoming months.
One consolation for newspaper companies is that newsprint prices, traditionally a major expense, are no longer rising as sharply as they were. But that won't be enough to make up for lost ad revenues if the current downturn goes on long enough. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.